Oasis Audio presents Living on Our Heads by Rod Parsley. Read for you by Bill DeWeese. Introduction. A culture of contraries. A Native American rides proudly and defiantly into the village, seated backward on his horse. His puzzled, long-lost stepbrother looks on. Younger Bear climbs down from his horse, greets his relative by saying, "Goodbye," and proceeds to bathe by throwing handfuls of dirt all over himself. He finishes by walking down to the river to dry off with water. You may recognize this ridiculous scene from the 1970 Dustin Hoffman movie, Little Big Man. In it, Hoffman's character is told that Younger Bear has become a contrary, a person with a mental disorder that causes him to approach everything precisely backward. Unfortunately, it's not all that uncommon. It can happen to the most unlikely people at the most inconvenient times. If it happens to afflict someone in a position of great responsibility during a time of crisis, the results can be disastrous. For instance, pilots have to be instrument rated in order to fly during conditions when they are unable to see the ground. If they're flying through clouds or at night, they have to depend completely on what their instruments tell them rather than relying on information sent to the command center of their brain through their senses. It's quite a discipline, and if they fail, they may fall prey to a condition popularly known as vertigo, which affects their equilibrium and causes them to think down is up and up is down. As you can imagine, if uncorrected, their error will lead to terrible tragedy and loss. I found myself thinking of